I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It is, and this is election time.
Oh, my God.
Can we think of any movies that might help people through these difficult times?
To distract, maybe.
I enjoyed Primary Colors.
Primary Colors, Mike Nichols' take on the Bill Clinton
thing. Yeah,
yeah. It was such a strange movie at the time because John Travolta was still riding that Pulp Fiction wave of success.
Yes.
And so to see him in that vein was a little jarring.
Yes.
Spry, I would call it a spry comedy.
There are very few films that deal with that Randy character that Clinton was that also have the global implications of a presidential election. I found that one in many ways to be entertaining and maybe instructive, the candidate.
Early 70s, Robert Redford. He's this young, idealist, good-looking dude, right? And they think, hey, here's somebody who might be able to, we might be able to run against the long-standing Republican candidate for senator. We'll let you do and say whatever you want on the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. We just want to put up a fight here. Mm-hmm. And he gets sucked into the machinery. And, you know, he enters on that principle of being able to say what he wants, you know, and he's a very, starts out being very critical of what's going on in California. But he gets eaten up and chewed up by that machine. And by the end of the movie, he actually wins the election, but then doesn't know what to do.
Really? Can there be a president like that?
Yeah, it's
not possible.
I was just doing this. And now, you know, and now there are real consequences.
The classic one that I like. In 1964, The Best Man with Henry Fonda and Cliff Robertson.
Okay.
And I think I like it because it asks the candidates to make some moral decisions, and particularly Fonda is very good for this, for being tortured by what he should disclose about his opponent or not.
Right.
You know, whether to play dirty or not. It seems to me that dirty politics now is the name of the game.
Yeah,
and
I guess it always has been, but now it just seems so pronounced and grotesque.
Yeah, and accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Where this the attention of the best man is that, do you play dirty or not? Currently, there are politicians who play dirty.
When you talk about dirty politics, the one movie that comes to mind, because it's the corrective to dirty politics, is All the President's Men.
Oh.
And, I mean, of course, you can't talk about movies without talking, or political movies without talking about that. We don't have to belabor it, but All the President's Men, I think, is probably more relevant than it ever has been. And I don't know that there's another movie that's 40, 50 years old that's as relevant. I mean, it is an election movie because Watergate was about rigging the next election. Right? He was trying to get dirt on the Democrats.
Yeah.
It was Creep, the Committee to Reelect the President. So,
well, this is typical Cinema Classics. We just don't ever stay on the topic. Really, outside of all this, really, the fringy would be the Manchurian Candidate, right?
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
I know.
I mean, it's not, you know, that movie seems to be more of a psychological action thriller than a real election movie.
There's more idealism here than ever. The American president, and this would be with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, yeah.
And Annette Bening.
Right.
He gets involved with an attractive publicist, Bening, and who knows? I've spent so long since I've seen it. That was you're talking 1995.
Yeah, and I think there's a Rob Reiner movie, and it's
very good.
A romantic comedy.
Good.
Yeah. Charming performances.
Charming, yes.
Worth revisiting. A movie not ostensibly about American office, what happens behind the scenes during an election, is Election with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. She is the feisty candidate for class president and all the dirty machinations she goes through to make sure she wins.
Oh, very good.
Great black comedy, Alexander Payne.
Well, I guess the one that always comes to my mind because it is about election, but it isn't. And that's Altman's Nashville. I look at that and I'm just not even interested in the election business. I'm interested in all the characters who are peopling this movie.
Yeah.
There is a candidate and there's going to be an assassination. It's not carried through. I like an election movie that doesn't talk too deeply about elections for me because it depresses me.
And like every other movie, it's really about human nature.
Right? That's right. Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.